an experience, HBC discovered that most of the children were literally destroyed at the primary level for the reason that most of the teachers did not pass all-level maths. So I commend the ministry to have done that. I think it has been overdue. However, they should have even gone further, that anybody who teaches in one region should also know the mother language. Gradually, they should also introduce specialization in primary schools. Teachers are overloaded by certain subjects in primary school. It hinders their professionalism. In a nutshell, I think teachers should be all-rounders. These two critical subjects, science and mathematics, are critical for development for any country, for planning, for innovation and so forth.
What about the secondary school teachers who say they specialize in certain subjects? How will this help?
It will curtail the shortages of teachers. We have to do away with the perception that maths and science are hard not to crack.
Previously, what were the basic qualifications and why were all these other subjects not required?
Before I answer you that question, in developed countries, for first graders, they are taught by those who have masters in education. Foundation is the best in any development. The basic qualification was that you should have at least 5 O-levels, maths, English, and science. In driving, the drivers are retested after some period because they are trying to curtail road carnage. In Zimbabwe, our pass rate has been less than 23% O-level. So I think the scholars and the scientists have discovered one of the failures is that our teachers are not well-groomed.